even if you felt like a spark or some chemistry and you thought, oh, no. I really like this guy?
No, because you hit a really good point. I don't feel safe enough.
Yeah.
Sparks are just sparks.
Yeah.
And sparks, when you're feeling those sparks and you're feeling that excitement and the energy and the electricity,
right,
that could actually basically drown out those anything that's telling you to be safe. You know what I mean?
You go pink.
Yeah, that's when the red flag turns pink. And next thing you know, you're waving the white flag going, I surrender.
Oh, that damn pink flag just came up.
Yeah, white flag's not far behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Single? Middle-aged? What the f***? All right. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Salut.
Salut. Cheers to Storm Monica.
Why? Because she blows?
It should have been... Wait, what was it?
It should have been Storm...
Hillary, because, yeah, that was right then.
Because
she doesn't blow. Yeah. So
what a letdown. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. There was
crazy.
No hurricane. There was no storm.
No tropical storm.
Here in San Diego.
No tornado. There was an earthquake in LA.
Barely.
5 point something.
Okay. I didn't feel a thing.
Well, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's a hair that's bothering me, but I know. So what were they calling it? Hurricane-nado. Earthquake and tornado all together. Hurricane and NATO.
Hurricane and NATO. Hey, that's a tongue twister.
Ugh.
Yeah, but no, I mean, there it was, and I was saying it all along before
I know,
it even
you were.
Hit.
You were.
Like, no.
And I was like,
the media is hyping
this. Yeah, I know.
No.
I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't afraid of the hurricane. I knew we weren't going to get a hurricane because our water's not warm enough. And once it hits land, I knew all that. But I did think that the rain was going to be a lot more massive.
Me
and
too,
the wind.
Actually. I thought we'd get more. I think it was pretty much just a drizzle and light rain. There was one point where it hit, maybe the rain was kind of at a medium with a little bit of wind, but that was it. It was nothing.
I know. I think who got hit was more inland. Like, I know Palm Desert and Palm Springs did, because I saw videos of people. I mean, literally, it was coming down their windows like sheets, like somebody was standing above with a bucket, and it was just coming down.
Yeah, inland definitely got hit much, much harder.
And I think L.A. got hit more than we did. I just... The way it hit us, yeah,
but
it wasn't
Diego,
a big deal.
No.
Yeah, no.
And everything shut down. It was state of emergency. I was like,
God,
are you kidding me? We went to go to breakfast, and the restaurant was shut down that we went to go to breakfast. I was like, is this for real? Yeah, so many places shut down because Newsom said that all of Southern California was state of emergency before it even hit. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So there were lots of warnings to the hurricane for nothing. However, there's lots of warnings in dating that are not for nothing. And so that's what we really want to talk about today on the episode. We're going to be talking about each of our... And I don't know what her top 10 red flags are, and she doesn't know what my top 10 red flags are, but we're going to talk about the top 10 red flags in a relationship. Well, not even in a relationship, just in dating. Like when you first meet somebody, it hasn't even got to the relationship phase yet. Like when you meet somebody and you go out on a first date or a second date and you're in that sort of honeymoon phase and you're excited about the person, sometimes we're so excited that we miss some of these things. Or we excuse them, like the meme that you sent me that said, it's really hard. The red flag becomes pink when he's 6 foot tall with a beard.
Yeah, so, I thought that was perfect for today.
Perfect. It was perfect. So we're going to jump in and talk about it. And I was thinking about this too. What is the difference between a red flag and a deal breaker? Are they the same?
Okay, I struggled with that when I was making my list because I was like, well, wait, is that a deal breaker or is that... I think how I had to go back was, okay, if I'm on a dating app, what makes me swipe left or right?
Okay, I didn't even think about the dating app
because
at all.
Deal breakers and red flags, like a red flag is like, swipe, what is it, right? I haven't done it forever. Is it swipe right's bad?
Swipe.
No, right.
Right is good, left is bad.
Okay, so,
right is yes, left
I'll
is no,
I'll read something
I think.
To go, nah. Oh, I just thought of something else, too.
Oh,
so,
she's adding to the
list. Because I only had seven, so I still have... but yeah, I thought, okay, but I was looking at my list. I go, well, is this a deal breaker or is
it just
a red flag? Yeah, see? And I'll probably, when you say something, I'll go, oh, yeah, that's
yeah, I just thought of another one.
Yeah. So, so that was, I couldn't make the distinction. It was a little blurred.
Same for me. I had the same thought. I was like, wait, is this a deal breaker? Or is this a red flag? Or should all red flags be deal breakers? I don't know. But this was, I had the same exact thoughts. I'm like, should red flags be deal breakers? Or are they two different things? I don't know.
They are. And I'll tell you here. Okay. So one of mine was.
Are you starting with your number one?
I'm just going to. No, it's not my number one. Oh. But here's to segue into that. Okay. So one of mine is hates country music. Okay, so I thought about that. Is that a deal breaker or a red flag? I can tell you right now, if I'm on a dating app and they say they hate country, I will swipe left.
It is a complete deal breaker for me. That's not even a red flag.
Then,
for me, that's a hardcore deal breaker.
Okay, so that was interesting because then I thought, okay, well, if he doesn't like country, would he tolerate it? Because he could.
Do I want somebody who's just going to tolerate it?
Well, we're talking. Was this red flag or deal breaker?
Yeah, deal breaker for me.
Because then what I went to was, well, then that means, will he go to concerts with me or will he not go to concerts? Which means at some point then I'm either always going with a girlfriend or by myself. And is that what I want to sign up for? So there was some thought process going in, but that's just an example of, was it a deal breaker or a red flag?
So one of Bria's really, really good friends, you know, was dating somebody for almost 3 years. And when they first got together, he made it very clear that he hated country music. She loves country music. It was a red flag to her, but she didn't make that a deal breaker. And in the relationship, in the entire relationship, he would go to concerts and tolerate it and stand in the back with his arms crossed while she's trying to have fun with her friends. He would make fun of the music and do sly little comments and remarks. And it, I mean, for me, you really want that to be part of your relationship and have somebody making fun of something you really, really, really enjoy and love?
Again, the question was red flag or deal breaker. And the line is very blurred.
Yeah, I think
because I did put that as a red flag, and in all honesty, that is a deal breaker because there's no way. But I even go as far as if they can't country dance, it's like, I don't want to dance with all the other bozos out there. I want to dance with my partner, and I want us to be the best looking couple on the floor that everybody's going, we want to dance like you.
Mm.
I don't want to just go listen to country music and just sit there.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't
dance, to dance,
then I have to go grab somebody and pray they're not with a girl. You know, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a deal breaker.
So again, it's like, well, if he had everything else and that's the only thing he didn't have, would that be a deal breaker that you wouldn't see?
Yeah. For me, it's a deal breaker.
Because I could go,
and
he could sit there, and I could dance with others.
It's such a big part of my life. I think if I wasn't so into music the way that I am, and I'm not just into country music, I'm into 70s and yacht rock and classic rock and, you know, all kinds of music, except I'm not into hardcore rap or death metal or anything like that.
Right.
But country music is a big part of that mix. And I've been listening to country music for a really, really, really long time.
Yeah.
And ever since my mom first introduced me to like Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, and, you know, she would used to listen to all of that. And then I really fell in love with country music in the 80s. And I've been head over heels for country ever since because I just, everything about it. And so it's such a big part of my musical mix, and I'm super into music. I mean, I go days without turning on the TV. I just listen to music.
I know, yeah.
And so for me, I know that that would be really, really difficult to have somebody in my life that just was tolerating music.
I agree.
Especially a genre that I love so much.
I agree.
And because of who I am as a patriot, and I'm all American, you know what I mean?
Now we get into another
That's a whole other red flag.
Yes. That's the one I just wrote down.
That's the one when you said that, I was like, I just thought of another one. Was that?
I was like, politics,
baby. Oh, my
gosh.
If you're not in love with our freaking flag, you're out.
Out.
So out. So, okay, should we get started?
Sure.
Number one for you? Okay, go.
Well, mine weren't necessarily one, two, three.
They're not in order.
But I wrote no job.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
That's a big one. That is a big one.
Yeah. No job, no date.
No date.
No, nothing.
So again, deal breaker.
Total deal. Not just red flag. Deal breaker.
Okay. Yeah. So now as we're going down these lists, we need to determine whether or not it's a red flag or a deal breaker.
Now let me decipher. Okay. No job versus retired. Retired is different. Okay.
Okay.
So retired is different. They had a job. They have a savings. They have a 401k. They have something, a nest egg, something. I'm talking.
Yeah. They've got something going on.
No job.
Okay. No job. All right.
Deal breaker and a red flag.
Okay. No friends.
Oh, no friends. That's telltaling, isn't it?
No friends. I've dated guys that have, they never hang out with anybody. And I'm their sole source of entertainment, company, companionship, everything. And that's exhausting. Like, he's got to have friends and a friend group. A group of friends.
Yeah.
That to me is a huge red flag.
I agree. I would agree with that. That's not on my list, but I could add it. Yeah.
You have two more spots left.
I do have two more spots. Here we go.
Okay, what else you got?
Because you want to do things like I have a group of friends and, mm-hmm. you know, I want to bring that person and then I want to be a part of their group too. So, yeah.
And you want to do things separately and come back together
and
discuss, you know, what's going on with so-and-so and, oh, what'd you do this week with so-and-so? And you,
right.
You know, while you're out and about. Like, so for me, that's just a really big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So my next one was renting a room in a house.
Rent at our age?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm kind of in a situation where my place flooded, so I'm in a situation where I'm at my friend's. But we're talking somebody who, like...
That's where they live. They're renting a room in a house. So possibly they're sharing a bathroom with someone else in the house. Yeah, roommate.
No. No roommate situation.
They're not established.
Or they were, and they crashed and burned. A lot could have happened.
Yes, it's circumstantial.
It's circumstantial.
Yeah.
But
Because you are in that, but you had circumstances. You aren't, that isn't your life. You're not going to end up that way.
Well, no, and now I'm in such a great situation that I love it.
Maybe I should preface by saying I'm talking someone in my age group who I want to date.
Exactly.
My pool. Okay, in my pool, somebody that's 55, 65, almost 70 maybe, and is renting a room.
Oh, gosh.
And no circumstances other than just can't afford to.
Yeah.
I can't do that because they can't do the things I want to be doing in life.
Right. And I'm like 45 to 65. If you're in, that's where I'm in, that's my sort of dating range. 45 is a little.
45, really? Because
a little young.
That brings up the CHILDREN.
Oh, that's going to be another one that we'll talk about.
45, they've got kids.
Yeah, you're young. Totally right. Yeah, we're going to be getting that to that on my list too. But, I mean, is 45 somebody I'm going to marry? Probably not. Am I going to date them and have a great time? Probably. I don't know. That's as young as I will go, though. But that's the range.
Young.
But if they're renting a room, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Although, at that age, at 45, they're divorced, and she got the house, and he's got to pay exorbitant amounts of money until everything gets settled. They sell the house, whatever. And so he is.
Yeah, well, that's just not my
circumstantial
problem. And I don't want to deal with any of that.
Neither do I. But that's circumstantial.
Anywhere in my relationship stuff, we have enough to, you know, there's enough going on.
And I just question your age group.
Well, maybe the 45 to 50 is just the fun group.
Fun sex group?
That's just the fun sex group.
That's probably not the good relationship. We've distinguished. Okay.
Right? Okay.
I'm a little more comfortable with that because, yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
I still don't want him renting, even though he's just a fun...
No, I know you don't, but you would make an exception maybe if everything else was there and it was going to be hot, fun
sex. Right. It's not a deal breaker from 45 to 50. It's just a red flag.
Okay, good.
Okay, go.
Clarification.
Yeah.
So then I said owns home but has roommates. That bothers me too.
Oh, yeah. So basically the living situation has to be...
I just want him to very have his own adult. Place. It doesn't have to be he owns his own home. He can be renting an apartment, but I want it to be his place. So I can come and go. I don't have to worry about a roommate, sharing a bathroom, another chick. I'm past that. I did that in my 30s.
We're
it was fun, great, That's... whatever. No, I'm not doing that.
Again, I don't want to deal with that.
Nope.
What about my next one is no hobbies. So I had a guy the other night send me a message that said, I was going to go watch the stars, but I didn't have anybody to go with. This goes to another one on my list. But somebody that just doesn't have anything going on in their life. They go to work. They come home. They don't have hobbies. They don't travel. They don't golf. They don't have, again, it goes back to like no friends. They don't have hobbies. They just are looking for someone to be their source of total companionship. And I just think that's a lot of pressure to put on a partner.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And definitely. I'm not up for that.
At all.
At all. Literally at all. Like first sign of no hobbies and no friends, I'm out. Like, no.
So red flag or deal breaker or both?
I think both. Both. I think both. Yeah. Okay, you have no friends because you just moved here and you haven't met anybody. But you're really friendly and social and outgoing, and you're probably going to make friends in, you know, the next 6 months or whatever. I get that.
Right.
Like, I get that. So, again, it's kind of circumstantial. But somebody who's been established here and who's lived here, you know, 20 years, and they still don't have any friends or anything going on, I'm like, like, what's going on there?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, even if they moved here and don't have any friends, they have hobbies. So they're out golfing and trying to pick up on a
trying
threesome.
Trying to meet people.
Or they're, you know...
Joining a meetup,
going to pickleball,
group
or pickleball. Whatever it is. Yeah. They're figuring it out.
Exactly. That, to
because they have a hobby.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
I'd be totally cool with that. I'd actually be supportive and be like, right. I found this group for you. I found that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'd be jumping in and being helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is that he still talks to his ex all the time.
Oh, all the time.
All the time. At our age, the kids are out of the house. They don't have a lot to talk about all the time.
No. Nope.
Why are you talking to your ex legitimately 4 times a week?
That's a lot. Because normally you just talk to the kids. Yeah. Well, you're right. Because normally you're just talking to the kids. You're not talking to her. I mean, the only reason you might be talking to her is you're discussing something about the kids, or you're still paying for college. Like, how are we going to figure this out?
Or one of them's getting married and you're talking about the wedding or something. But no.
But just chit-chat, daily chit-chat, once a week check-in, something like that?
No, I've missed this red flag before. They're talking to their ex all the time and telling me they're just friends. And I'm like, great. Oh, that's so great. He ended up getting back together with her and marrying her. Like, I missed that altogether. Like, I was just, oh, that's really nice.
Oh, yes.
And I've had that a couple times where I've noticed that they're just super chummy with the ex. And that is just no. Mm-mm.
Keith and I are, you know, really good friends, and I'm an ex. And if he got into a relationship with a girl and she didn't like that, he would, what would he do? And
yeah,
it would affect us, our friendship and our dancing. And I mean, it would just affect all of it. I mean, and it should, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, same thing with me. If I had a boyfriend and he didn't want me talking to Keith all the time.
So do you think, does that make the new person coming into your life, does that label them insecure?
I don't know.
And now they're now we've got somebody that's insecure that doesn't want you talking to your ex, so their insecurity is now becomes a red flag. This shit's getting messy.
Well, you just rolled that all in one. Because I remember one time Mike tried to stop me from dancing with people, and the first words out of my mouth were, "Well, I'm still dancing with Keith." Like, I don't care who you are, I'm still dancing. Because I like dancing with Keith. I enjoy it.
Yeah, because he's great.
He's just a good dancer. So it's like, I would not give that up. So it's like, well, would I give the new guy up? Because
so you're going to have to find a specific kind of guy that's going to be okay with the fact that you're really good friends with your ex and your ex-lover. I mean, and
well,
that takes...
Lover, that, ugh.
Well, it is what it is,
I know.
Honey. Let's call it what it is. And he's going to have to just be really secure and totally fine with that and understand that you guys have a really great friendship, which I think is great.
And that's all it is.
But put the shoe on the other foot.
I know.
If you met somebody and he was constantly with his ex and going out and dancing with her, would you like...
I know. That's why I would said like, I was mm-mm. thinking, yeah, my brain was spinning because I was like,
ooh.
Well, shit, I'm in that or could be.
Yeah.
I have that.
You could be.
Yeah. I have a best friend that I do talk to and do things with that if someone coming in might feel insecure about.
Yeah, totally.
And I could totally see if he got a girlfriend that she could feel insecure about me.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. So it's like,
for me, it's a red flag because I would always be, I would always be wondering, well, if you guys get along so great and you dance so great and you want to hang out all the time.
Why aren't you still dating?
Why aren't you still dating?
And it's like,
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Keith and I look at each other and go, no.
Yeah, well, a new person is just really going to have to understand that.
Or your relationship with your other best friend who's of an opposite sex has to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
So, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You're like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You just opened a can of worms.
Okay, what else you got?
So then my next
We're losing light.
We are. It's cheap. Can't be cheap.
Oh, cheap.
Cheap.
That's a good one. I didn't put that down. Oh, I can't stand that. That is such a red flag. I went out with a guy the other night, and I hadn't eaten. And the first place we went, he didn't even order an appetizer or anything. And I was hungry because we went for happy hour dinner time.
Oh, happy hour is snacks.
He didn't order anything. And then he said, let's go to this other place. And we get there, and he orders nothing. And I'm finally like, I haven't eaten dinner or anything. I need food. And he's like, well, we can split a burger. Split a burger.
A burger.
Is he being cheap? Yes. I mean, I was just like, okay, sounds good. I wasn't going to call him out or anything. But in my head, I was like, I have never had a guy on a first date say, you want to split a burger? Want to split a meal? Like, what? No.
No, usually no. It's like, well, I'll get this and you get that and we can share.
Yes. Oh, that's the cheap one is good.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Cheap is hard. Cheap is really, really hard. It's like, well, no, we can't go there because, you know, I don't want to pay that for a ticket, like for a concert. Or we can't go there because, you know, it's too expensive for dinner.
I don't have a coupon for it.
Or, yeah, it's like,
I was married to somebody that was like, everything we had to have, you had to have a coupon for. And you had to go to like certain restaurants on certain days because of the specials that they had. Like, I was married to that. That was not a good match in that way for me, like at all. Like, he was so cheap.
Yeah. It was, I dated somebody like that. I can't do it. I want to go out to dinner and, you know, I don't want El Pollo Loco and we bring it home. I want to go out to dinner
and be served and I'm a foodie
and not be worried about what am I ordering and can I have a glass of wine? You know, all of that. It's like, I can afford to pay my way. So if you can't, you need to stay home.
Right. Well,
because
then you're not on my level and we can't date.
Right.
That's what that
is. I can't do. Yeah.
No,
I can't
do it. Cheap.
I can't do cheap.
Even especially concerts. You mentioned concerts. And I'm a huge concert person and I'm a total concert snob. I need to be up close and it needs to be an immersive experience for me.
Yeah.
And those are expensive tickets.
They're expensive. Yeah.
And I don't want somebody that's going to be. We need to sit in the lawn. I don't do lawn seats. No. Really, never. Yeah. Well, maybe in my 20s.
I did one time.
I did in my 20s. But that was it.
Yeah, but that's because you were with a group of 20s, other 20s,
yeah.
And you couldn't afford it. So that's what you all did. And you had a great time. Mm-hmm. You tailgated, blah, blah, blah. We can afford it now. So it's like, you know, I want to be pit or next section back.
Same.
I want to be there. You know?
I want to be in it. I want to feel like I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So cheap, not going to work.
That's a really good one. I put has roommates. So we already went over that. Oh. So I put have roommates.
Okay.
Has young kids. And that is a deal breaker. I just had a guy the other night. We've been talking for about 2 weeks. And he mentioned his son. And that him and his son went and did this thing. And I was like, oh, how old is your son? He's 10.
Uh-oh.
I said, that's so great. You had a good time, but I really need to be transparent. I'm looking for somebody that is less encumbered. I've already gone through that phase of my life. I am absolutely not interested in being in a relationship with somebody that has young children. I was straight up honest.
And how was his reaction?
I haven't looked on the dating. I haven't looked to see how he responded. Should I look and read it right now, live, and see if he ever even did respond?
Well, one of mine was has small children, too. So
oh, yeah.
We're in cahoots on that one.
Totally. But for me, it's actually a total deal breaker. I can't.
Oh, no. Well,
he said.
Oh, he wrote back.
Yeah. Understand best to you, too.
Oh, nice.
Because my response to him in the end, I said best to you. Understand. Oh, best to you too. Oh, that
was
nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah. So when you're open and honest about your, you know, your deal breakers and your red flags or whatever, I think if you say it respectfully and you're really super honest and say, great, I'm so glad you had a good time with your son, but no, this is just an absolute no-go for me.
Yeah.
So young kids, yeah, no.
No, I
can't
agree.
Do it.
Can't, no. We're way past that.
All right, this just happened the other night. This is a true red flag. Not a deal breaker, but a big red flag.
Okay.
So I'm out the other night with somebody, and we leave the first place. We go to the second place. The same guy that wants to split a burger. As soon as we get there, he sits down, and he goes, let's do some shots.
Oh.
A guy that wants to do shots on a first date?
How old is he?
Are you kidding me right now? I said, I don't do shots on dates, number one. I really don't do shots in public
at all,
ever.
Really? Yeah.
Those need to be like in the safety of my home when there's a barbecue and my friends and family around and we're doing a shot. But I don't, are you, yeah, how old are you?
How old are you?
So for me, that was just a
45.
Huge red flag. Never.
That took you a minute.
It did. It totally took me a second. That threw me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was freaking hilarious. No, he's our age. And he wants to ski. First thing, let's do shots. So immediately, I'm like, okay, great. He just wants to get me drunk. Like, I'm so not into this person at all.
Yeah.
Split a burger and do shots. I will never see you again.
That's 20.
But that burger was amazing. That was one of the best burgers I've had.
Where'd you have it?
So long. This tiny little place. And the band there was super good. Really great band. Great music.
Oh,
it was so much fun. That was at, Larry's Beach Club or something? But literally the food, the burger was one of the best burgers I've had in a really long time.
I remember you saying that.
Okay, what else you got?
So that politics.
Politics is
which we kind
huge
of brush again too, yeah.
I mean, I am a huge patriot.
So am I.
I'm a huge patriot. I love our flag. I love everything about this country. I believe it's the greatest country on earth. Yes, there's been some bumps in the road. Yes, we're dealing with some things right now. But I mean, if you are not a lover of this country and love our flag and everything that it stands for, and it's actually a complete deal breaker for me.
It is for me too. But it's not, I mean, I take it as far as, I mean, you need to be a Republican. I just don't want to have the arguments with that the Democrat Party brings up. I can't. And if you hate Trump, can't go there either. Like, I can't. Yeah. I cannot live the rest of my life, the next 30 plus years, with someone who that's a bone of contention with us. No,
it's
I can't.
Huge. Well, there's the four categories. Politics, religion, finances, and children. Those are the four key things that
there
if you're off, if you are not in alignment with your partner on all four of those things, any one of those four things are major, major problem areas if you're not in alignment. Like,
and
for me, no, you have to be in alignment. And the other thing about kids, yes, the small kids things, but, and I don't have this down, but it's another one now that you're bringing, now that we're talking about these things, like, what if he doesn't agree sort of with the way I've raised my child? It's sort of all of that comes into play, and raising the kids today way on the left where they're going with that conversation.
Oh,
like, I cannot go there.
Yeah. No.
Like, I cannot go there. I don't want that around my daughter, even though she's 30 and has her own life and her own things. I don't want that anywhere near me. I don't want it anywhere near my house. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the conversation that's going on way over here in wackadoo land. Like, I just can't do it. I just, no, the politics thing is a big, big deal breaker.
It is. Yeah. And thank goodness, you know, all my family and Rachel's boyfriend is patriot. And so I couldn't bring that in to my family and to my life.
Yeah, same with me. I couldn't. Like, the majority of my family are red as
yes.
red gets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so where are we going? Oh, tells you that they can't be alone.
Someone's told you that?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I hate to be alone. Haven't you ever heard somebody that says that? We have a friend that says this.
I know, but a girlfriend's different than a guy. I don't think I've ever had a guy say that.
Oh, I've had a guy say, I hate to be alone.
Hate to be alone.
I don't like being alone. I'm like, seriously?
You better like to be alone.
You're single.
Yeah. You need to be okay with yourself before you come into something else.
That's the point. You have to be okay and comfortable spending time with yourself in your own skin, getting to know yourself, you know, getting to, you know, work through things that you're going through internally and enjoying yourself with your time alone, having quiet time alone. I require that in my own life. I require a lot of that. So I need somebody who understands that.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who can't be alone and doesn't, there's no way they're going to be able to understand my need for alone time and my need for quiet time to recharge my batteries. So that to me is just a huge one because I require a lot of that for myself. Yeah.
So red flag or deal breaker?
I think more red flag because I would need to dive into what that's about a little bit before it became a deal breaker. It has a high potential of being a deal breaker, but I don't think right off the bat it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that could be managed as long as they understood.
Yeah.
Like if you said, I need to take a bath, I need an hour, don't come in, don't knock, don't text me.
Yeah.
Leave me alone for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you have me the rest of the night. Like,
right.
Just let me do this. And then they understand. They're like, oh, cool. I get to go play my game or go talk to a buddy or do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Go for a run or whatever
go
it is.
Go for a run, whatever it is. You know,
it's
hobbies.
It's like perfect. Yeah, hobby. You know, that thing called
hobbies.
You know,
hobbies. That thing called hobbies. I'm going to check the camera.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done because my last one's friends and we've kind of already done that one too.
Oh, you're done already?
Well, yeah.
With all your stuff? Let me see how much time I have left on here. Oh, we're still amazing. Oh,
yeah,
did we get through this already?
Do you have more?
Let me see how many more I have. only asks you out during the week.
Oh, that means he's married.
Right. Big red flag.
Yeah, well.
He only asks you out during the week.
Yeah.
He never asks you to do anything on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
Or Sunday. Yep.
Huge red flag. He's married. Yep. Or in a relationship.
Or
where he lives with somebody.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge red flag. You're right.
Big red flag, I think. And I've had that. I've actually had this situation.
Yeah, I have too. So yeah.
Another one says he wants to cook for you on the first date. I just want you to come over. I want to cook you dinner.
He just wants to have sex.
I slow your roll. I just met you.
Am I like off my rocker?
No.
Here? That's exactly what it is, right?
Yeah. They think that they can just
I'm like, there's no way in hell. I don't even know you.
I don't even know. I'm going to come to your house on a second date and let you cook for me at your house.
Usually it's the third date they want to cook. This just happened. He wanted to cook for her on her third date. And I told her, I go, he just wants to have sex. And she wasn't feeling it. So she said no. But and he understood. They did it very nicely. It was like what you just encountered. Mm-hmm. But no. Unless you're interested.
No.
But we're not talking about. We're talking that's red flags.
I don't know that I'm ready for somebody to cook for me and be at his house on a second date or even a third date. I feel like that could be a little quick. I mean, fourth date for me is usually when I'm starting to figure out whether or not I want to even, really
entertain
take this to the next level or entertain. Like third date is usually when I'm like, okay, I feel like I could go to his house.
Yeah.
And maybe have sex. But like the staying for hours and he's cooking for me and we're hanging out on the couch. I don't know. That's just like a long period of time to like set up for. But I'm usually, fourth date is usually the date that usually when I start to go, okay, I feel like I could.
You feel safe enough to go.
Yeah.
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 But first, second date, no. Especially a first date. First date is hands down. But I don't even know.
And the fact that they bring it up during the first date.
Bring up what? That they want to cook for you?
That they want to cook for you the next time. And I really want you to come over and I want to cook for you. This guy was telling me this on a first date. In my head, I was like, every red flag was going off in my head.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was no, not happening.
Even if you felt like a spark or some chemistry and you thought, I really like this guy?
No, because you hit a really good point. I don't feel safe enough.
Yeah.
Sparks are just sparks.
Yeah.
And sparks, when you're feeling those sparks and you're feeling that excitement and the energy and the electricity,
right?
That could actually basically drown out anything that's telling you to be safe.
You go pink.
Yeah, that's when the red flag turns pink. And next thing you know, you're waving the white flag going, I surrender.
Oh, that damn pink flag just came up.
Yeah. White flag's not far behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one on my list is that sloppy appearance on a first date.
Oh, God, no. I know you had this. Yeah.
Oh, I have this big time. I mean, it's a big thing for me. When somebody shows up on a first date and they're not looking like they put a whole lot of thought into it.
Any effort.
I'm already thinking about.
Nope.
What is
nope.
Underwear like?
Oh, God.
This guy's not looking fresh. Immediately. I'm like, he's not fresh.
That
he doesn't care about his.
Our friend, remember? Our
the
friend?
Freshness oh, factor. Yeah. Yes. He's lacking the freshness factor straight out the gate.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And
okay.
I can't. And no. I'm not thinking, I mean, who knows? What I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, did you even change your underwear to come on this date? Have you been in that all
did
day?
Did you shower?
Because you look like you've
did
been
you
in that all
teeth?
Day.
Like, something.
So what does your house look like? If you present yourself this way.
Yeah.
On a first date and you look like dumpy and not really put together. Oh, God, that is a hard pass. Because I'm thinking of everything else that's going on. What does your house look like? What does your laundry pile look like? What is it you didn't care enough about this first date to make more of an effort?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
No, I think that speaks volumes.
It does. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be very put off if someone showed up with zero effort.
Ugh.
And like you could tell, like looking, I'm going.
You could tell.
You absolutely put no effort in coming to meet me here today.
Exactly. It's like their shirts either not tucked in or part tucked in or not looking tidy and it's wrinkled. And I'm not a fan of like
work
pants
boots
that are too long on a guy. So they're all bunched at the bottom and he's got like hiking kind of boots or something on. I'm like, no, no.
Nope.
No, I like a really put together man that puts some thought into it. And he's excited enough about the date to show up and present himself in a way that hopefully I'm going to be attracted to.
Well, to impress. I mean, isn't that
what
we're doing?
Or, isn't
you know,
that what we're doing?
I mean, I get all cute and everything
and
put on something really that I think is cute and fun and going to show off my figure or something. And it's like, and then you show up like that. It's like, okay, well, I was kind of excited, but now I'm like, meh.
And I think that's the same on dating apps. Like, I get all cute and I'm posting pictures like, you know, on whatever the max amount of pictures is, like 9. And I took time to be like, one's full body, one's here, one's of me working, one's of me having fun at a concert. Like, and
right.
I go on some guy's profile and he looks like a slob and there's no pictures and he's barely has anything to say about himself on the profile. It's like, you couldn't put any more effort into it than that. Like, how much effort are you actually going to put into a relationship then?
Right.
Like, that's just, no. That's
you're expecting to find a fabulous woman with that? Like, come on. You have to put some effort into
it. It's such a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
It's major turnoff for me. Yeah.
And that's hygiene. That's like all of that.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
If you're not putting effort into the way that you're showing up, whether it's an online dating app or a first date you're walking up, then, and you're showing up this way, it literally causes us to go, how much effort are you going to put into this 3 months from now?
Zero.
Zero.
The
exactly.
best, the first that they show up is their best.
Well, we're all putting our best foot forward in the beginning.
Well,
we should
be, right.
And we should be anyways.
Right.
So if that's your best foot forward, I do not even want to see the 10 steps back that you're about to take.
Yeah. You don't want to see the 91st date.
I don't want to see the 91st date. No, not with that being your best foot forward.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on that one.
Yeah. All right, so we went
through. That was good.
That was good.
I know.
We had a few the same, but we had a lot that weren't the same. I feel like we got each other thinking. We're like, oh, my God, okay, that makes sense.
You totally got me thinking. Yeah. You totally got me thinking.
Yeah. About Keith, about the situation with Keith.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that till now, but I mean, I'm not going to let that bother me or anything. We'll deal with that when we get there, you know, depending on who we both end up with.
No, you're just going to attract a man that's going to be okay with it. And they're out there. And they're like, oh my God, like I was with Kevin. I was like, that's great. You guys are still friends. That's great. Well, he had malintent. Like you don't. Like his intentions weren't where yours are. They were not just friends. He was lying by the entire time.
Yeah, he was. He was
You're not lying.
No,
you
I'm
guys
not lying.
Are just friends.
Yes.
That's a different scenario.
It is.
You know.
It
so
is.
That's a very different scenario. You guys are really good friends. And I think somebody out there is just going to be totally fine with that and probably get along really, really well with Keith because he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And they're going to get along really well with him. It was different in my situation because...
Well, because he kept you away from her too. Like you never... It wasn't they were friends, so you got to meet her.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're... Whoever he ends up with gets to meet me and whoever I end up with gets to meet him. Like you never got to meet her. He kept her...
Yes.
Way over there. Yeah, he was lying. I mean, there's...
Well, she lived in another state, but yeah.
But that's... Well, but that doesn't...
But she would come down to visit, and he would say that she was staying somewhere else, and they were just friends.
And he was just lying.
He was just lying the entire time. He was just completely lying.
Yeah. But...
Red
okay,
flag.
So that's not an apple that... Well, no, but I... Well, Clearly, but so that brings up a good point. So, you know, obviously he was lying because you never got to meet her. But we're talking about situations where you do, you know, and it's like, well, how do you, like, you have to really be secure with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to be secure.
Yeah, so you're going to have to find a man that's just very, very secure about with himself.
That. Yeah.
And very secure in the relationship and trust you, you know, have this incredible amount of trust in you and your relationship.
He's right. Just,
and that's, I mean, people are out there.
Yeah.
That will be
they
totally
are.
Okay with
they
that.
Are.
And
yeah.
I believe that.
I do too.
I'm still not jaded, even though that liar led me down a path. Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think people like that are out there.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. It's just interesting because you definitely got me thinking on that one.
But I was really good friends with my ex-husband until he passed away. So anybody coming into my life during that point, you know what? How good of friends I was with Jeff. But I was raising a young daughter. We were always, you know, there was an involvement in terms of the conversation was always around Bria.
Right.
For the most part. And I stayed really good friends with his family. I was just texting his brother's wife today. I'm still friends with his family to this day.
Well, you should be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is Bria's family.
Right.
This is Bria's blood, and I love them. And he made really bad choices, but I still didn't mean that I didn't love him or care about him or any of that.
Right.
Same with you and Keith. It doesn't mean you don't love him or care about him. You're just not in love with him. You're not compatible. You're not a couple anymore.
No.
So, yeah, someone's just going to have to get that and get over themselves and be okay with it. Right.
Yep. I'll have them talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to get
if
past
you have a
me
problem
first.
With this, go talk to Michelle. Go talk to Dolly.
Go talk to Dolly.
She'll set you straight.
Yeah. All right. So we would love to hear about your red flags. What do we miss? I know we missed a ton.
Oh, we have.
We missed so many.
Yeah.
So we would love to hear about your red flags and your deal breakers. I want to hear about red flags and deal breakers. I love this conversation. I think this is really fun. I think it's actually educational because you brought up stuff I wasn't thinking about and vice versa. So we'd love to hear what your deal breakers and your red flags are.
Hands down. Yeah.
Hands down.
Hands down.
All right. Well, if you love the show, you love what we're talking about, what we're all about, please like, love, share, hit that subscribe button. We would really appreciate it. And we will see you on the next episode of Dolly and Dolly.
Cheers.
Cheers. I didn't run out before the end
almost
of the show.
Almost you did, but you didn't.
That's because this is non-alcoholic.
I know.
We're kind of detoxing. We're not trying to be good before Greece.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers to Greece.
You're perfect, darling, just the way you are. So before you think to rip yourself apart, open up my heart and you'll find love, love, love. Grow up, it's up to us to stop and smell each rose. They're the colors that we show, it's the feeling that we trust, and it's the brush that we both carry. You don't ever have to look too far, you don't have to cover up your scars. You're perfect, darling, just the way you are. So before you think to rip yourself apart,